the reason for fighting I never did get.
Go.
Right now, are we on the air, Lady Skill?
Yes,
now?
Yes, we are.
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust a move.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Parker.
And you're listening to
WGXC ACRA
Hudson
Catskill 90.7 FM.
Amazing.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Food New York of New York, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to WGXC.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Oh, you cowboys, don't you want to go? Come on, you cowboys, don't you want to go? To meet the Lone Ranger, riding on Ranger Buffalo. Come on, cow, cow, yiki, cow, yiki, yeah. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on the Western Plain. One of the hardest battles was ever on the Western Plain. When I meet a bunch of cowboys running to Jesse James. Come on, cow, cow, yiki, come on, cow, cow, yiki, yiki, yeah. When me a bunch of cowboys run into Jesse James. When me and a bunch of cowboys run into Jesse James, all the bullets was a falling just like a shower rain. Come a cow, cow, yicky, come a cow, cow, yicky, yicky, yicky. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. Oh, the hardest battle was ever on Bunker's Hill. When me and a bunch of cowboys run into Buffalo Bill. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. If your house catches the fire and ain't no water around. Talking to that man. House catches the fire and ain't no water around. Throw your jelly out the window. Let the doggone shack burn down. Come a cow, cow, yiggy, come a cow, cow, yiggy, yiggy, yiggy. Come all you cowboys, don't you want to go? Come all you cowboys, don't you want to go? To meet the Long Ranger, riding on Ranger.
Hello. Hello, hello. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in here on WGXC ACRA 90.7 FM radio. This is the start of the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour. And I am glad that you are here tuning in. So nice to feel you through the airwaves again here on this Sunday evening in May. I can't believe it's already the end of May. The time just keeps on moving at a rapid pace. I don't know how much longer I can keep up. No, I'm just kidding. I can keep up for a long time. But yeah, thanks for being here. Grandmaster Star Radio Hour happens every fourth Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. And I must be truthful. It's actually not Sunday when I'm recording this, because I'm not going to be around this Sunday. So I'm pre-recording my show. And this is my first time ever pre-recording. So I don't even know. Yeah, it just has like a different feel to it, not doing it live. So we'll see how it goes. It may get a little crazy. But yeah, we started out the hour with some Lead Belly with Cow Cow Yiki Yiki Yay. And this can give you a little bit of an insight into how the rest of the hour will go. It will, in fact, be an hour of blues music, as well as some covers from famous bands and artists that took blues musicians' music and made it their own. Because many rock and roll musicians did do that, in fact. And so, yeah, we're going to have an hour of blues music, and I'm super excited. I love blues music. I'm from the Delta of Arkansas-Tennessee borderline, very close to Memphis. And so blues music is very special to me, and I just love it. Like, I was choosing the songs for this hour, and it was really hard. Like, I could have made this show, like, 3 hours long. It was really hard to choose which songs I wanted to play, and I'm still not even sure which ones I want to play, because there's just so many. And, like, who all I want to highlight and talk about. But, yeah, first up is Lead Belly. He is an iconic blues musician, and a lot of other artists took his songs and made them famous by taking it and doing it their own way. And one of those bands is Nirvana. They took Lead Belly's Where Did You Sleep Last Night and did a cover of it. It's from their Unplugged album. And it's so amazing. I really, really enjoy their own take on the song. It still has like a hint of blues to it, but also still very much Nirvana's style. And I'd say they did a pretty good job. So that's what I'm going to play next. I'm going to play Where Did You Sleep Last Night from Nirvana, but originally from Lead Belly. So here we go. My girl, don't lie.
Yonder come a Miss Rosie, how in the world do you know? Well, I know about an apron and the dress she wore. I'm a riller on the shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Well, I'm going and ask the governor, he's trying to loosen my man. Let the midnight special shine his light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heavy loving light on me. When you get up in the morning, when that big bell rings, you go to march into the table, be the same damn thing. Knife and fork are on the table, there's nothing in my pain. Never said a thing about it. Have a trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me. Well, I went to the nation and the territory. Well, I thought about a girl I love lived in Mexico. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine its ever-loving light on me. You ever go to Houston, boys, you better walk right. And you better not squabble
And you better not fight fast, and Bronco will arrest you. Hayden and Boone will take you down. You're gonna bet your bottom dollar and a tangerine bound.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a heaven-loving light on me.
Well, jumping little Judy, she was a mighty fine girl. Well, Judy brought jumping to this whole round world. Well, she brought it in the morning, just a wild old day. She brought me the news that my wife was dead. That started me to grieving and hollering and crying. And I began to worry about a great long time.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
In the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing, ain't no food upon the table, there's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine an ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie. How in the world did you know? By the way she wears an apron and the clothes she
Midnight special. Shine a light on me. Currently playing is the Midnight Special from Creedence Clearwater. And before that was the original from Lead Belly. And I really love that song. I especially love Lead Belly's version, and I especially love Creedence Clearwater's version. They're both different, but yeah, I really enjoy them. And you may ask, what is a midnight special? Maybe you don't know, maybe you're not familiar, because I sure wasn't. And apparently, this is a song that originated among prisoners in the South, and that they are likely referencing a train that would pass by the prisoners and shine its light into the cells. So to them, it represented this sort of beacon of freedom and fortune. And so, yeah, this song became popular, a popular prison folk song. And then Lead Belly turned it out to the world, and so did Creedence Clearwater. So that's the origin of that song, which I thought is pretty interesting, because I was always thinking, like, what is the Midnight Special? I need to know what that is. So there we go. Yeah, that was our Lead Belly aspect of the show, and now we'll move onward to some Robert Johnson. And Robert Johnson is actually probably the main inspiration for today's show, as well as Howlin' Wolf, because I recently watched this movie a couple weeks ago, and it's called Sinners. It's a new movie. Not really a movie that I would normally be attracted to, but I went to go see it. And it did surprise me. I felt many things about that movie. Didn't love it, didn't hate it. But something I did rather appreciate and enjoy about it is its emphasis on music, specifically blues music. The movie takes place in Clarksville, Mississippi. Or Clarksville or Clarksdale. I can't remember which one. But it's somewhere close to where I grew up. And so I recognize a lot of the landscape of the movie. It takes place in like the 30s. But tons of cotton fields and blues musicians and just like really shining a light on that that world at that time. And yeah, there were some musical characters in the movie, and they were heavily inspired by Robert Johnson and Howlin' Wolf, and I could so see that in their characters, and just a lot of the characters, a lot of it just felt very tied to the roots of blues music, and so it got me really inspired to do a show mostly about blues music, because that's something that I really appreciate and love, and a lot of my favorite artists wouldn't be what they are without the roots of blues music and these artists doing what they did. So we got some Robert Johnson coming up, and he is said to be the father or godfather of rock and roll or blues music, one of those two. Something very important up there, very influential. And he's also said to have sold his soul to the devil. Maybe you guys have heard about that. Can't confirm that one, but I can play some of his music. And I think I'm going to play Ramblin' on My Mind, first by Robert Johnson himself, and then I'm going to play the Lucinda Williams cover, because her cover is divine. So here is Ramblin' on My Mind from Robert Johnson.
And I'm near this morning with my arm full of and cry. I had to leave my baby, but she treats me so unkind. I got me things on my mind. All on my mind. I got to leave my baby, but she treats me so unkind. Gonna think, rambling on my
twice. Oh, lie to me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in part. Everything I got is done in part. Pawn my watch, pawn my chain, pawn everything that was in my name. Oh, Lord of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in pawn. Pawn my buggy, horse and cart. Pawn everything that was on my lot. Oh, lot of me, didn't I shake sugary? Everything I got is done in pawn. Everything I got is done in
Elizabeth Cotton and Brenda Evans playing Shake Sugary. One of my favorite songs, especially for this time of year. Yeah, they just do such a good job together with Elizabeth's cotton picking, as they call it, and Brenda Evans' beautiful voice. And before Shake Sugary, we had I Don't Love Nobody from Elizabeth Cotton. Now we're going to get into the female blues musicians, the real stars of the show. And Elizabeth Cotton is one of the most fascinating ones. She was a self-taught left-handed guitarist, and she played a guitar that was strung for a person that played right-handed, but she played it upside down so she could play it left-handed because she was left-handed. And so just that alone is insane and amazing. You know, she was working with what she got and didn't let anything stop her. And she was known for the style of what's known as cotton picking, as I just mentioned a second ago. And that's because she was playing her bass line with her fingers and her melody with her thumb, because she was playing it upside down. And so she really gave something to the world of music, something very beautiful, and not only blues music but folk music. So shout out to Elizabeth Cotton and what she gave us. And next up, I've got another female blues musician, Memphis Minnie. Now, I wasn't too familiar with her, but I was immediately drawn to her name. Memphis Minnie is amazing. And she apparently is credited with, you know, the original When the Levee Breaks. And I had first heard that song from Led Zeppelin, of course, but it originally comes from her. And that is just so, so beautiful that it originated from a woman, but it was made famous by white males. Anywho, I really like her version better. And I was delighted to find out that it came from her originally. So let's hear When the Levee Breaks from Memphis Minnie.
Levee keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And the water gonna come, I have no place to stay. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Well, all last night I sat on the levee and moaned. Thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break.
if it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to tell my troubles to.
I forgot to mention, she's playing guitar in this song, and her husband, Kansas Joe McCoy, is on vocals.
Thank you. just like that old ball and chain. Whoa, 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 yeah. Hey, 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 baby. Why do everything have to happen to me?
All right, that was Big Mama Thornton, live in 1970 with Buddy Guy's Blues Band with her song Ball and Chain. And wow, that was very powerful. I just at last minute found that live version. I was going to play the recorded version, but I was like, let me see if there's a live version out there. And then there was that, and it just blew me away. I was watching the video along while it was playing, and Big Mama Thornton's wearing this beautiful fur hat and these shining diamond earrings, and she is just shining up there on stage. Her voice, oh my goodness, just totally blew me away. And I love that song Ball and Chain. I love Big Mama Thornton. I love Ball and Chain from Big Brother and the Holding Company, Janis Joplin. Their version of it is also extremely powerful. It's just a powerful song. And it's just amazing to know that Big Mama Thornton wrote that. And currently playing in the background is I'm in Love from Junior Kimbrough, one of my favorite blues artists. And yeah, and before that we had our Memphis Mini. And before we move on to some more music, I'm going to do a little reading. So I'm currently reading this book. Well, I've been reading it for like so long, and it's a very short book. But that's just how I tend to read books, you know? Like, I can't force myself to read a book fast. I have to, like, read it and come back to it and read it and come back to it, you know? Because I don't always want to read one thing, like one style of writing or one book, you know. I like to read a wide variety of things sort of at once, but it's just kind of how I feel each day. You know, if I feel like reading this one book this day, then I'll read it. But maybe the next day I'll feel like reading my other book that I'm reading, you know. It's about having options. So, this book I've been inching away at for a little while. I started it in the winter, but it's definitely more of a summertime book, in my opinion. And it's called Trout Fishing in America from Richard Brautigan. And it's the first thing I'm reading by him. He also did Watermelon Sugar and a Confederate General from Big Sur. And yeah, I'm a big fan of his style of writing. It's really hilarious. This book has me laughing very, very much. And it's also just, he really can take you into another world that doesn't seem real, but the way that he writes it, you just believe it. Like, seamlessly, you just are like, oh, that's the way things are in this in this book. And he just does it so well that you just don't even question it. And it just works. So, I'm going to read one of my favorite chapters from the book. It's called The Pudding Master of Stanley Bazin. Tree, snow, and rock beginnings. The mountain in the back of the lake promised us eternity. But the lake itself was filled with thousands of silly minnows, swimming close to the shore and busy putting in hours of max innit time. The minnows were an Idaho tourist attraction. They should have been made into a national monument. Swimming close to shore like children, they believed in their own immortality. A third-year student in engineering at the University of Montana attempted to catch some of the minnows, but he went about it all wrong. So did the children who came on the 4th of July weekend. The children waded out into the lake and tried to catch the minnows with their hands. They also used milk cartons and plastic bags. They presented the lake with hours of human effort. Their total catch was one minnow. It jumped out of the can full of water on their table and died under the table, gasping for watery breath while their mother fried eggs on the Coleman stove. The mother apologized. She was supposed to be watching the fish, holding the dead fish by the tail, the fish taking all the bows like a young comedian. The third-year student in engineering at the University of Montana took a tin can and punched an elaborate design of holes in the can. The design running around and around in circles like a dog with a fire hydrant in its mouth. Then he attached some string to the can and put a huge salmon egg and a piece of Swiss cheese in the can. After 2 hours of intimate and universal failure, he went back to Missoula, Montana. The woman who travels with me discovered the best way to catch the minnows. She used a large pan that had in its bottom the dregs of a distant vanilla pudding. She put the pan in the shallow water along the shore, and instantly, hundreds of minnows gathered around. Then, mesmerized by the vanilla pudding, they swarmed like a children's crusade into the pan. She caught 20 fish with one dip. She put the pan full of fish on the shore, and the baby played with the fish for an hour. We watched the baby to make sure she was just leaning on them a little. We didn't want her to kill any of them because she was too young. Instead of making her furry sound, she adapted rapidly to the difference between animals and fish and was soon making a silver sound. She caught one fish with her hand and looked at it for a while. We took the fish out of her hand and put it back into the pan. After a while, she was putting the fish back by herself. Then she grew tired of this. She tipped the pan over and a dozen fish flopped out onto the shore. The children's game and the banker's game. She picked up those silver things, one at a time, and put them back into the pan. There was still a little water in it. The fish liked this. You could tell. When she got tired of the fish, we put them back in the lake, and they were all quite alive, but nervous. I doubt if they will ever want vanilla pudding again. And that's that chapter. And the whole book is... each chapter is different. Like, they like, very, very distantly will string together, but for the most part, not at all. They're all different snippets of worlds and stories that I guess Richard Brautigan pulled from the depths of his being and put into this book. But I just really like that one a lot about the vanilla pudding and the minnows and the baby making the silver sound. So, yeah, that's my reading of the day. And I got a couple more songs and things to probably say before I head out. Next up I'm going to play some Nina Simone. And this is one of her more bluesy songs called Do I Move You? So, check it out.
Are you willing? Do I groove you? Is it thrilling? Do I soothe you? Tell the truth now. Yeah.
that pleases me. Are you ready for this action? Does it give you satisfaction? Are you hip to what I'm saying? If you are, then let's start swaying. The answer better be that pleases me. Touch you, do you quiver from your head down to your liver? If you like it, let me know it. Don't be psychic, are you? Train, train, coming on round.
All right, I'm going to sign off here. Once again, this has been the Grandmaster Star Radio Hour, and I appreciate you for tuning in here on WGXC Acra Catskill Hudson 90.7 FM Radio. We couldn't do it without you guys, so thanks for being here. And don't forget that it's spring, and although it may be cold this week, it won't last long, and the sun is still shining, things are blooming, we're blooming inside, and it's the season of recognizing and honoring your dreams. So think about that. Think about the green that's outside. Think about all the beautiful flowers and the frog sounds. And I saw my first dragonfly of the season a couple days ago. That was extremely exciting. So there's like just so much exciting things happening. So I hope that you all can tune into that, tap into that, and remember to be the grandmasters of your life and yourself. And I'm going to let David take it away, and I'll see you next month. Ciao. Peace and love.
And so kind you are. And I'm so thankful there are people like you in this world. So we're going